Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is WWJ All Local.
We now know some of the details about what is in the proposed tentative agreement to end the UAW strike against General Motors. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert joining us with the very latest at the Renaissance Center. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Jackie. We've been going through this summary that the union is going to be giving to workers. The deal does confirm the closing of GM's big Lordstown assembly plant, as well as the powertrain plants in Warren and Baltimore, along with an additional smaller facility we didn't know about, a parts distribution center in Fontana, California. It has 55 workers. Now, Detroit Hamtramck will stay open. It'll get a new product. GM has already mentioned an electric pickup. No details of anything else yet. Workers get 3% raises in odd years, 4% lump sums in even years, an $11,000 signing bonus, and no limit on profit sharing. Temps go to full-time in 3 years at first. That'll be shortened to 2 years. All in-progression workers are full-time by the end of the deal. Full salary, I should say. Soon we get to find out if the GM local, the local UAW GM Council, those are the local presidents, whether or not they've given their blessing to this. They've been talking about it for 2.5 hours. Now behind closed doors, and if they give their blessing, will they send workers back right away, or will they have to wait for a fully ratified deal? I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
Bloomberg's David Welch says that General Motors CEO Mary Barra wants this strike to end quickly now.
Her immediate concern is that the strike's now costing her company about $100 million a day. So even if the union stays out for another week to ratify this deal, that's another $500 million in operating profit that they miss out on. So I think she's very much looking at that, and that's her immediate concern, is to get a deal that gets everyone back to work as quickly as possible.
The entire membership will have to give its approval. Some upset Lions fans are taking their anger at the refs during Monday night's game now to the streets, literally.
Forward down the field.
WWJ's Sandra McNeil with this story. Sandra.
That always gives me a laugh, Jackie. Yeah, apparently these fans are fans with money, by the way. A source has confirmed for me that these fans have bought more than a half dozen freeway billboards. Now, on the billboard, a picture of a referee with a block of cheese on his head and his hands to his face. The reference, obviously, to the two Trey Flowers hands-to-the-face penalties in the Monday night game against the Green Bay Packers. There are three billboards on 94, two on 75, one on I-275 at 10 Mile, and another one I-96 at Milford. These billboards are going to remain up for a week. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
One runner in this Sunday's Detroit Free Press Marathon, drawing on inspiration from her mother, WWJ's Charlie Langton explains.
Sunday is the Free Press TCF Bank Marathon, and Brenda Perkins Murphy of Taylor will be there. Now, she has run 89 marathons in all 50 states and in four countries. Oh, and she is 65 years old. But she runs because her mother lost her legs when Brenda was just 12 years old. When Brenda runs, what does she think of?
My mother. Just thinking about my mother, I wish she could be at my finish line, sitting in a wheelchair. My whole conversation when I'm running, I'm thinking of my mom, thinking if she could just be there at the finish line, wave and say, come on, baby, you can do it.
By the way, Brenda is the youngest of 18 children. Now, Brenda can't run a full marathon this week. She just had hip surgery, but she's going to run a half marathon. Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
Things have been booming in Dearborn today as authorities are disposing of confiscated fireworks.
The Dearborn Police Bomb Squad have gathered here at the Edward Levy Company on Dix, utilizing the gravel yard as opposed to near residential areas in years past to dispose of confiscated fireworks. I'm about 100 yards or so away from that detonation area by the side of a 40-foot high dirt pile. And as you heard, it was significant. It got my attention here in the car. The police bomb squad, along with support from Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms and Explosives, remain on site.
That's WWJ's John Hewitt. Things should be wrapping up there this afternoon. Video games can be an in for crooks who are trying to steal your identity or hack into your personal information. During a discussion at Lawrence Tech this morning, cybersecurity expert David Derajotis from Burns & Wilcox said that the bad guys can get a lot of information from a simple username.
You got to be very careful what you share, what you disclose, who you're chatting with. Their friends will be on there and they'll have their full name as the username. They'll have their first name and last name, or first initial and last name. That makes me cringe to see that, because all you have to do is take that name, put it into a data aggregation site with the address, you know, put the person's last name, where they live, and then you'll get a whole host of information.
Derek Jodis says if possible, you should not use your name in personal emails. We do have the full discussion and more on our website at WWJNewsRadio.com.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.